Should have an owl from my father any time now. He had to go to the hearing to tell him about my arm, about how I couldn't use it for 3 months. Crabbe and Goyle sniggered. I really wish I could hear that great hairy moron trying to defend himself. There's no arm in him, honest. That hippogriff's as good as dead. Malfoy suddenly caught sight of Ron. His pale face split in a malevolent grin. "What are you doing, Weasley?" Malfoy looked up at the crumbling house behind Ron. "Suppose you'd love to live here, wouldn't you, Weasley? Dreaming about having your own bedroom. I heard your family all sleep in one room. Is that true?" Harry seized the back of Ron's robes to stop him leaping on Malfoy. "Leave him to me," he hissed in Ron's ear. The opportunity was too perfect to miss. Harry crept silently around behind Malfoy, Crabbe, and Goyle, bent down and scooped a large handful of mud out of the path. "We were just discussing your friend Hagrid," Malfoy said to Ron. "Just trying to imagine what he's saying to the Committee for the Disposal of Dangerous Creatures. Do you think he'll cry when they cut off his hippogriff's splat?" Malfoy's head jerked forwards as the mud hit him. His silver-blonde hair was suddenly dripping in muck. "What the—" Ron had to hold on to the fence to keep himself standing. He was laughing so hard. Malfoy, Crabbe, and Goyle spun stupidly on the spot, staring wildly around, Malfoy trying to wipe his hair clean.